I'm a child of the 50s, a teen of the 60s. During 1967, the summer of love, I was far out man, delving into flower power and alternative music, tuning in, turning on, dropping off, to sleep mostly. And naturally I was into drugs, wasn't I? Well, no, I wasn't. In my whole life, I've never smoked anything stronger than Old Holborn, and the only sugar cubes I ever used were dropped in me tea. I also have an aversion to needles, which ensured that I could never mainline anything, nor even sew a button on my shirt. Those days of psychedelic drugs passed me by, and although I was allowed to wear flowers in my hair, they had to be plastic because I'm allergic to dahlias. These days, flower power has become flower power in the shape of the crust on a piggery's pork pie, and the closest I come to psychedelic is a mixture of paint and rust on the car. And yet, as I wander through my 60s, I've become the junkie I never was. But it's perfectly legal because they're all prescription drugs. Up until a few years ago, I took one pill per day to combat the old trucker's tummy. Now I'm taking 12. 12? I take 3 to lower my blood pressure, 1 to keep my cholesterol levels under control, and I've doubled up on the tummy tabs to fight the side effects of 6. Listen to that again, it says 6. It's shaped like an upside down 9. 6 steroids designed to help blast the crap out of me tortured lungs and leave more room for tobacco smoke. Over and above these pills, I also use a Ventolin breather to help me get rid of the smoke the steroids have created room for. Now, these steroids are a recent addition, and her indoors knows all about them, doesn't she? She knows that athletes are banned from taking them. I shouldn't worry about it, I said. I'm not planning on tackling the Olympic 100 metres. I could, but it'd have to be the 100 metres limp or the Zimmer frame dash. With the addition of the breather and the steroids, I'm now on similar prescriptions to the dog, who also has lung problems. Again, I had to reassure her indoors. I'm not likely to cock my leg up against the gatepost, and I don't have the bodily elasticity to lick certain parts of my anatomy clean. To look on the bright side, at my age, I don't pay for prescriptions. At £7 and coppers a throw, it'd be more expensive than a fortnight in Tenerife, except that because of my medical problems, insuring me for a fortnight in Tenerife costs about the same as insuring the car for a year. So here I am, over 60, and I'm the junkie I never was at 17. The only difference is I can't be arrested for it.